in the limelight.
As of August 2019, at least 334 fishermen had been reported killed or injured since 2015, according to statistics from Yemen's Fisheries Authority. Others had been arrested and had their boats seized, while some were now detained in Saudi-run prisons in Yemen. Please stay with us for an article in this regard written by the staff of Middle East Eye. This article is published under the heading, "The Yemeni Fishermen Risking Everything to Feed Their Families." Stay tuned for more. Hundreds of fishermen have been killed or injured at sea since the war began. Those left are forced to sail further and risk even more. Catching fish for a living in Yemen isn't only about jumping in a boat and throwing a net into the sea. You need to also say goodbye to your family and prepare them for the fact that they might never see you again. Because what was once a fairly routine occupation has since war started in 2014 often become a matter of life and death. This has little to do with the storms or treacherous currents at sea, but rather the fact that after the Saudi-led U.S.-backed coalition declared most of Yemen's territorial waters a conflict zone, fishermen have frequently been fired upon and killed when attempting to work there. As of August 2019, at least 334 fishermen had been reported killed or injured since 2015, according to statistics from Yemen's Fisheries Authority. Others had been arrested and had their boats seized, while some were now detained in Saudi-run prisons in Yemen. Ahmad Futeh, a fisherman in his 40s from Aden City, told Middle East Eye, "We are allowed to fish in specific areas near to the beach. But when we try to fish in deeper areas where there are a lot of fish, Apache helicopters chase us and the fighters shoot at us, or their military boats arrest us and seize our boats. One of my colleagues was arrested by the Saudi-led coalition and they seized his boat. They only released him after he signed papers saying that he would not fish in the banned areas again." Local reports estimate that of Yemen's approximate 100,000 fishermen since 2015, over a third, about 37,000, have quit and thus lost their income. This in one of the world's poorest countries, where the war has resulted in tens of thousands of people living in famine-like conditions and which has been declared by the United Nations as the world's worst humanitarian crisis. Desperate to continue earning a living and feeding their family, some fishermen, such as Futeh, have been forced to go out for beyond Yemen's territorial waters and head for Somalia, where there are plentiful fish stocks. There, they are safe from the Saudi-led, U.S.-backed coalition's bullets and punishment, but not from other hazards. Many fishermen decided not to continue in this dangerous job and they went to look for an alternative, Futeh told MEE, adding, "But I don't have any other profession to help me to provide for my 11 family members. Now I fish in the allowed Yemeni waters and sometimes I go to Somali waters. When Somali coast guards arrest us, they seize all our fish and take our boats and sometimes they shoot at us when we try to flee." Futeh said that the Yemeni fishermen had built a relationship with their Somali counterparts and that they sometimes work together dividing the catch between them. The Somali fishermen often had sympathy for their Yemeni colleagues, he added. They can be helpful towards Yemeni fishermen and allow us to fish in Somalia's waters, but we need to pay fees, Futeh said, adding, but some of us can't afford the fees, so we have to fish illegally. Futeh said that it costs them more time and fuel to sail to Somalia, whose nearest coastline is 200 kilometers from Aden, but that apart from the cost, the main danger was being spotted by the Somali Coast Guard. Futeh told MEE, when we try to flee from Somali Coast Guards, they shoot at us, but usually we manage to escape. But if they do manage to arrest us, that usually means going to prison. In March 2021, a Somali court fined 30 Yemeni fishermen $700 each and seized their boats for fishing in the East African country's territorial waters. At the same time, the court released 8 Yemeni children who had also been arrested on the seized boats. Malik, a fisherman who inherited this job from his father, told MEE that while Yemen's waters may not be safe to fish in for Yemenis in small boats using traditional methods, large commercial fishing vessels from the Persian Gulf states were trawling for fish every day. Malik said, "It isn't safe for us who fish in the traditional way to fish in Yemen, but the Emirati and Saudi fishing vessels are allowed to dredge our fish from anywhere they want." Malik was arrested by the Somali Coast Guard and released last year after they had seized his boat and he'd paid a fine to Somali authorities. "Every day I go to sea, I tell my family that I might not return as threats in the sea are great, either in Yemen or Djibouti or Somalia," Malik said, adding, "I was fishing with other fishermen in the same boat and the Somali Coast Guard chased us and shot at us. We didn't manage to flee, so we surrendered to them." Malik was sent to a Somali prison for a month and only released when he had paid a fine. Malik told MEE, "I don't have a boat now, but I hire one and sail to fish in Yemeni waters or near Somalia's waters. That's my only choice. Otherwise, I will starve to death together with my wife and 3 children." The port city of Aden lies in the Gulf of Aden, and many of its residents work as fishermen. The fish they caught fed people far beyond Aden. Said, a fisherman from Aden's waterfront, Sira district, said that fish prices had risen dramatically because of the increasing dangers and challenges that Yemeni fishermen now face. He told MEE, "Fishermen have specific areas to fish in Yemeni waters where there are not enough fish and the fish aren't the best kinds. When they sail to Somalia or Djibouti or buy from African fishermen, that costs a lot, so fish in Aden isn't as cheap as before." Said said that many fishermen had drowned as they headed directly into rogue seas to avoid being chased by coast guards either in Somalia or Yemen. "It is a desperate situation which can only get worse as the Saudi-led US-backed war in Yemen enters its 8th year, with no sign that a resolution is near. Meanwhile, Yemen's fishermen find themselves in an impossible situation."